بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Representing can come forward إن شاء الله. Let me so much space. جزاكم الله خيرا. Alhamdulillah, yesterday we read about the Mubarak and blessed life of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and the way, mashallah, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was. And we heard such wonderful messages about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the way he was in the day amongst the people, their joyous and happy person, and at the nighttime crying and speaking before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is, mashallah, the sign of a person, alhamdulillah, who has complete and perfected their iman. That a person, alhamdulillah, when they're amongst the people, they're such joyous and very pleasurable people to be around. And when they're before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see them in such a weak and lowly state. It's a person, mashallah, that has such qurb, closeness to Allah azza wa jalla. Ask Allah to grant it some level of this, inshallah. And this is why I want to remind everyone, is that subhanAllah, many of us, we put a cap on the iman that we can practice. We say that this is how much Islam we're going to take and nothing more. We try to take a certain level and then say, beyond that, I can't do. You know, if it's about the beard, if it's about riba, if it's about, you know, halal and haram, it's like, okay, I'll practice this much Islam, and then I'm not going to do any more. I'll just pray maybe this much salah. I won't do any tahajjud. I'll do this and this. My brothers and sisters in Islam, don't limit yourself. You don't know how close you can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, waqtarib, get close to Allah. Allah ta'ala wants us to become close to Him. And you can get this qurubat indallahi, right? You can get this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as you don't set a bar and say, this is how much Islam I'm going to practice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very beautiful in the Quran, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Allah ta'ala says, all those who believe, enter into Islam completely. Don't become someone who says, I only take this much deen. Because if you only take this much deen and you limit yourself, that's all you're going to get from this life. And when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we meet Allah azza wa jal, we'll find ourselves in such a low position. Say, Ya Allah, why is it that I'm so low? You know, subhanAllah, in this world, no one will be satisfied with having less money than someone else. In this world, we'll be so upset. If I knew my friend's bank account, I'd be very angry at him. No one tells me their bank accounts, of course. But the idea that, subhanAllah, if I know someone else has more money than me, or a better job than me, I automatically feel something in my heart. Oh, I wish I could be better than him. SubhanAllah. Imagine someone having a higher place than you in Jannah. How could you be satisfied with that? That someone has a higher maqab than you in Jannah. You should be the one, inshallah, thinking, Ya Allah, I want to be the highest in Jannah, so no one can be above me. I want to be the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a mu'min. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Compete for this, inshallah. Think about that. Because in this world, you have a temporary house for a temporary time, and you'll leave it you live in it temporarily, and one day you'll be in an eternal grave. When you hit that qabr, that's the life that's going to last. And that's what we need to think about. What will I bring with me to the hereafter, inshallah? This is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the way he lived his life, thinking about that day. That's what wakes a person up for the tahajjud. Someone says, like, subhanAllah, I don't know why I can't wake up. I said, subhanAllah, first and foremost, put our alarm early. Allahu Akbar, people trying to do karamat. People trying to do karamat. What is a karama? The miracle is that they want to sleep at 1 a.m. and wake up at 3 a.m. They want to sleep at 1 a.m. and wake up at 3 a.m. What's a karamat? That is one of the biggest miracles I've ever seen in my life. Someone sleeping 2 hours, mashallah, waking up before Allah. You wali, mashallah. If you can wake up, sleep for 2 hours, wake up 1 hour. And subhanAllah, even I seen great shuyukh, mashallah, when we were up with them the whole night, instead of sleeping, they would stay up even longer to make the tahajjud before they went to sleep. They were such people, mashallah. I'm telling you, I met one when I was with one sheikh. We were spending whole night in ibadah and things like that and some du'as, etc. And then meeting a lot of people. He met people all the way to 1 a.m. People kept coming and coming. And finally, when we got back to the masjid, we were so tired, we hit the bed. SubhanAllah, we look around for Shaykh. Shaykh is up praying salah. Next 2 hours, he's praying salah. SubhanAllah. And then what happens? Fajr time comes in 3 o'clock. He says, let's pray Fajr right now. They pray Fajr and they go to sleep afterwards. And SubhanAllah, you know, you see this stuff and it has an impact on a person's mind. Imagine seeing Ali radiallahu anhu at nighttime making dua. SubhanAllah, what amazing dua he used to have. Allah, may Allah grant us something. But make sure, inshallah, don't limit your Islam. Don't limit yourself. Because if you want to grow before Allah, you must allow yourself to grow. Don't stunt your growth. Let yourself develop. And tell yourself, Ya Allah, as much deen as you will give me, I will take. أخرج ابن نعيم عن قتادة رحمه الله تعالى قال سئل ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما هل كان أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يضحكون. That's a beautiful question. Someone asked ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما, he said, did the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, did they laugh? And سبحان الله, هل كان أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يضحكون. Did they used to laugh? Because you're like, Mom, this is like some high level people, سبحان الله. Did they ever even just seem like they were joyous or happy? Sayyidina ibn Umar رضي الله عنه responds in such a beautiful way. He says, نعم, of course, yes. والإيمان في قلوبهم أعظم من الجبال. He says they used to laugh, but the iman in their hearts, the faith in their hearts was greater than the mountains. When they used to laugh, mashallah, they used to laugh with such love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we tell people, subhanAllah, nothing wrong. I just want to tell everyone all the time, give you fatwa to laugh. I like when you laugh. Right? Why do we make people laugh? People sometimes, mashallah, may wonder, why do we make people make all these jokes all the time? And we just make people laugh all the time. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me ajr because I made a mu'min happy. I get ajr, I get reward for making someone happy. You can have a miserable day, but if I make you smile, mashallah, maybe this will give a little bit of farhat, a little bit of rahmat for the heart. You make that niyat, inshallah. Every time you are with your wife, every time you're with your friends, every time you're anywhere, mashallah, having a good time, Allah Ta'ala will be happy with you. Because in reality, when you sat with your friends and family and you made this, you know, ashikota, you talk really nice and beautiful with them, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala will be happy with you. My sheikh told me that's something very beautiful. And I used to tell him that, sheikh, you know, it feels more enjoyable to talk to Allah than talk to mankind. He said, Allah wants you to talk to mankind when you, more than He wants you to talk to Him. Because Allah Ta'ala loves that you go and speak to the people. Allah Ta'ala likes that you speak and communicate with the people. So have a mashallah, good mashallah. Wannahu. That's why I tell Muslims, they're always so serious, man. Allah, every time, man, subhanAllah, everyone's like always like, you know, mashallah, there's no emotion anymore. Only anger and seriousness, subhanAllah. And not even for anger for the right reasons. We have anger for the wrong reasons, Allah Akbar. The thing is that subhanAllah, be a joyous Muslim, a happy Muslim when you meet the people. And when you sit before Allah, be a crying and sad Muslim, thinking about your own hal, your own state. This is the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. The iman in the heart was greater than mountains they used to have. أخرج هناد عن سعيد بن عمر القرشي أن عمر رضي الله عنه رأى رفقة من أهل اليمن رحالهم الأدم فقال من أحب أن ينظر إلى شبه كانوا بأصحاب النبي أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلينظر إلى هؤلاء. سيدنا سعيد العلماء said that عمر رضي الله عنه one time saw a group of travelers from Yemen. And he saw on their rides were these leather seats, right? These leather saddles that were on their animals. And he saw that, and obviously in their time, obviously, you know, when you wear leather inside a car is nice. Leather outside a car is not nice. Does that make sense? Why? Because inside the car, mashallah, you have something to keep it cool. Okay, that's why, like, we live, mashallah, Massachusetts. Here in Arizona, leather seats aren't as enjoyable as they are here. Subhanallah. You know, Allah, where that car will be roasting and burning. But imagine outside wearing leather seats on your camel, or having a leather saddle for your camel. He said that this, he says, whoever would like to see the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, someone who's similar to the Sahaba, look at these people, subhanAllah. Because Sahaba radiallahu anhum intentionally made dunya a little bit difficult for themselves. I tell you about Hafsa radiallahu anhum. Again, I tell you techniques for people to wake up early. Hafsa radiallahu anhum, one time, she saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to sleep on the ground. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this sheet that she put down for him. So then, you know, she used to say, I used to, you know, nasaftuhu, I used to fold in halves. So one day I thought, you know, a half is very little to the ground, right? So I would like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to sleep on something a little bit more comfortable. So she said, rabba'tuhu, I folded it by fours. So that way it becomes a little bit more comfortable, right? Like you have four sheets under you. Instead of two, it'll be four. So Hafsa radiallahu anha says this, I did this one night. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the next morning, he says that, did you do something to my bed? Did you do something to my bed? And then she says, oh yeah, Rasulullah, I saw that you're sleeping on two. I'd rather you sleep on four. She said, he said, well, Hafsa, return to the way it was. It made it more difficult to wake up for salah. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. A person, mashallah, making mujahada to talk to Allah. A person who's sacrificing to talk to Allah. This is what it is. People, subhanAllah, if you shut off your phone and you sleep by 10 or 9, mashallah, you go home right now, you say, you know what? I'm going to sleep after Isha like Rasulullah said to do. Mashallah, you have no trouble for Fajr, you have no time trouble for Tahajjud, subhanAllah. You wake up so comfortable, you enjoy your sleep, mashallah. Allah will give you a long sleep. You wake up so comfortable, alhamdulillah, we talk to Allah as much as you want, as much as you like to, inshallah. People talk about Allah hajat, they have a lot of problems in life. Someone's talking about a person who's sick, someone's talking about a person who's injured, someone's talking about money they don't have, someone's talking about a kid that's not getting married. I say, brothers and elders in Islam, I can't do anything for you. The one who can do for you is Rabbul Alameen. Wake up at the Tahajjud and ask him. Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala said, the arrows at the Tahajjud do not miss. The du'as at the Tahajjud do not miss. If you make a du'a at the Tahajjud time, Allah will give you ijabah. He will respond to your du'a. And that's what people need to do. They come to Mawlana for ta'weez. What the heck am I going to do with a ta'weez for you? SubhanAllah. What am I going to do with ta'weez? Wake up and make a ta'weez for yourself. Make du'a. Du'a is the greatest ta'weez that you can have. Make du'a before Allah. Cry before Allah. And then see the answer, inshallah. So having said that, this is what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. One time, أخرج الحاكم في مستدرك عن أبي سعيد المقبري قال لما طعن أبو عبيدة رضي الله عنه قال يا معاذ صلي بالناس. So Abu Ubaidah رضي الله عنه, he was injured in a battle. He became shaheed because of that. So Sayyidina Mu'adh رضي الله عنه, he was told to lead the people in جماعة. فصلى معاذ بالناس, he led the people in جماعة. ثم مات أبو عبيدة في ابن الجراح فقام معاذ رضي الله عنه في الناس فقال يا أيها الناس توبوا إلى الله من ذنوبكم توبة نصوحة. So Muaz al-Jilani, after Abu Ubaidah passed away, he stood up amongst the people and started to give a small little talk before them. And he said, O people, make tawbah to Allah, a genuine, sincere tawbah. فَإِنَّ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يَلْقَى اللَّهَ تَائِبًا مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِلَّا كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Subhanallah. He said that for surely the slave of Allah, he will not meet Allah. If he meets Allah while making tawbah from his sins, Allah will forgive all his sins. It's a right. He said, كَانَ حَقًّا. It is a right upon Allah to forgive all his sins. If you make tawbah properly, then you don't have to worry. This is the most important thing when a person needs to wake up before. Ya Allah, from this one sin I can enter Jahannam. Ya Allah, from this one sin I can enter the fire Jahannam. The fire which is greater than 70 times the flame of this dunya is the fire in the hereafter. This one sin, one guna could be the means of me entering the fire Jahannam. You and I need to douse and extinguish that flame by making proper tawbah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every sin is a poison, brothers and sisters of Islam. Every sin is a poison. You've drunk poison and you must take the antidote for the poison. What is the antidote? What is the shifa? What is the dawa for this da? What is the answer for this this poison? That the antidote is tawbah. Make tawbah before Allah. You drink it right away, Allah that will take away the poison completely. You let it sit in your body, it will poison you and destroy your body and corrupt you from the inside. Making tawbah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, it is a right upon Allah that if you make tawbah before Allah, Allah will say, I will forgive him, subhanAllah. Allah does not, he does not have to fulfill anyone's rights or anyone's obligations. He's Rabbul Alameen. He said, I make a wa'ad on myself, I promise to you. Yo slave, the more you come to me, Iblis one time came and said, Ya Allah, I make qasam. He says, I swear by you, Ya Allah, that I will not stop misguiding your slaves. From now to the day of judgment, I will misguide and misguide and misguide. And I'll take them off the straight path. You know what Allah said to Iblis? Allah said, as hadith of Rasulullah says, and Allah says, and I swear by bi'izzati wa jalali. I swear by my izza and my jalal. Anytime they come to me asking for forgiveness, I will forgive them. SubhanAllah. You have no way to lose with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mu'adh radiallahu anhu says to meet Allah ta'ala like so. فَقَالَ إِنَّكُمْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ فُجِعْتُمْ بِرَجُلْ مَا أَزْعُمُ أَنَّهُ أَنِّي رَأَيْتُ مِنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ عَبْدًا قَدْتُ أَقَلَّ غِمْرًا. And then he starts to talk about, because we're talking about Sahaba radiallahu anhu, right? So you need to know how great they were. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, who was he, right? The Amin of this Ummah, Rasulullah said, if you had a trustworthy person to take care of the affairs of this Ummah, it would be Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu. Amazing Sahabi. One of the Ashra al-Mubashra, 10 people promised Jannah. Amazing person. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu says, I know you all are grieved with a man that I would consider, ma az'umu anni ra'aytu, that I haven't seen anyone who has less aqalla ghimran, to have less animosity, wala abra'a sadaran, and someone who is more pure-hearted, wala ab'ada gha'ilatan, and someone who is, mashallah, very distant from any calamities and any trials and everything. The word gha'ila is a very ajib word in Arabic. It's used for something which is like, you know, some terrible matter, right? Some situation that comes on like a calamity, right? Like, subhanAllah, something happens on Twitter. Allahu Akbar, oh, I gotta go check what's on Twitter, right? Oh no, Abdul Yusuf is trending. Oh God, okay, let's go check it out, right? And everyone, subhanAllah, when we hear about fitna, all right, the way for us when we hear about fitna is, let's see what the fitna is about, let's get more information about the fitna. Right, subhanAllah, the way the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were, is that when they heard about fitna, they tried to avoid the fitna. They said, don't involve us in the fitna. They said that if you see fitna, then there should be no sama' and no kalam. Don't listen to the fitna, don't talk about the fitna, just leave it alone. Because why? Why on Qiyamah would you take that on yourself? My brothers and Islam, one of the biggest things in our time, very, very easy sin that we fall into, is ghibah. Allahu Akbar, how easy it is to fall in ghibah. Because what is ghibah? In Rasulullah s.a.w.'s Mubarak words, is that you will speak about something, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. You speak about your brother what he doesn't like. Okay? You speak about your brother what he doesn't like. And so they said, Ya Rasulullah, if it's true what I say about him, Rasulullah said, if it's true, then that's ghibah. If it's lying, you slandered him. What does that mean? Sometimes, subhanAllah, we say this, like, Brother Abdullah, mashallah, he's like 275 pounds. Brother Abdullah is like, I don't know any Abdullah, okay? Brother Abdullah is like 275 pounds. We said that, right, subhanAllah, it is the truth. But would Brother Abdullah like to be people to know that he was talking about him like so? Many times, subhanAllah, it's clear, it's truthful things we say. It's all of it is ghibah. Because why? Because we're talking about people, even if it's the truth. We talk about different waqiyat all the time. Sister Fatima, this happened to her. Sister Aisha, this happened to her. Brother this, Brother Abdullah, Brother Jacob, whatever, whatever. We talk about many people. SubhanAllah, all of that would be considered ghibah. Could you imagine? On Qiyamah, a person will see all the things that we said about them, the truthful things we said about them. And then they will say, Allah, I don't forgive them for these things. Oh, Allahu Akbar. This will be a very terrible situation. Purify our tongues, inshallah. Avoid these fitan. Avoid all these different things.
أن يقول سولا أشد حبا للعاقبة والأنصح للعامة منه. Then he said that I never met someone who's farther from fitna. I never met someone who had more intense love for the hereafter and someone who had more kindness and sincerity for the people, the general people. He said minhu, then Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, fatarahhamu alayhi. Then have some mercy, you know, say rahimahullah, say rahmatullah alayhi to the fact that he passed away. Thumma asiru bil salati alayhi. Then go on to the desert, make the janazah for him. For Wallahi la yahli ayyukum mithlahu abada. Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu said, Wallahi, after Abu Ubaidah passed away, you're never going to meet a person like him after. Allahu Akbar, man. SubhanAllah, you know, Sayyidina Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu saying, after Abu Ubaidah passed away, you're never going to meet a man like him anymore. SubhanAllah, he was such an amazing person. The whole dunya doesn't have anyone like Abu Ubaidah. Allahu Akbar, right? I think about this and I think about how when I die, what will people say about me? You know, SubhanAllah. They said such amazing things about these amazing Sahaba. Allahu Akbar, right? We tell people, make sure that you treat your children well and treat your family well. Because we want when you die that people should say Rahmatullah alayh, not La'natullah alayh, right? May Allah ta'ala give him Rahmat, right? Don't make them say, may Allah ta'ala give him La'nat. Because many of us, unfortunately, after we pass away, our people hate us so much, the family would say good riddance to that person. Allahu Akbar, SubhanAllah. That the family that we loved and we cherished and we had such muhabba for, the same family would say, you know, we're glad he's never here anymore. We're glad he left the house. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. May Allah protect us from this, inshallah ta'ala. And the final story that we want to share today is about Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. One time it happened, Istazana Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ala Muawiyah. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu again had a tendency to ask about the Sahaba and ask about their news. So one time Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he entered. قد علقت عنده بطون قريش وسعيد بن العاص جالس عن يمينه. It said that while he was sitting, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was sitting with some of the notables of the Quraysh and Sa'id ibn al-As, right? And then Abdullah ibn Abbas was coming. فلما راه معاوية مقبلا, when Muawiyah saw that Ibn Abbas is coming, قال يا سعيد والله لا ألقينا على ألقينا على ابن عباس مسائل يعيا بجوابها. He said, oh Sa'id, Muawiyah said, oh Sa'id, I'm going to ask Ibn Abbas such questions that will stupefy him, that will make him so unable to give answer anymore. قال له سعيد ليس مثل ابن عباس يعيا بمسائلك. He said, Ibn Abbas, you don't know his level. Ask him any question. He'll never be intimidated or even lowered by your questioning. فَلَمَّا جَلَسَ قَالَ الْمُعَاوِيَةَ. And then Muawiyah then said, oh, when Ibn Abbas sat down, he said, مَا تَقُولُ فِي أَبِي بَكْرِ. He said, oh, Muawiyah said, oh, Ibn Abbas, tell me about Abu Bakr رَضِيَ عَنْهُ. فَقَالَ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ أَبَا بَكْرَ. He said, may Allah ta'ala have mercy on Abu Bakr رَضِيَ عَنْهُ. كَانَ وَاللَّهِ لِلْقُرْآنِ تَالِيَ. Now listen to how Abu Bakr رَضِيَ عَنْهُ was, right? And then make a dua and niyyah in your heart when you hear this, say, Allah, make me like this person. Because I'm telling you, in the mizan, on the scale, if you were to put all the iman of everyone, this is one of the statements of the tabi'een, if you put the iman of everyone on one side of the scale, and you put Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's iman on the other side of the scale, they said Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's iman will outweigh everyone's iman. Because of the fact of the greatness of his iman, the great type of person that he was. Now listen to how he was, and then make your life like this, inshallah. Make niyyah to reform and change your life to become like this. Kana wallahi lil Qur'ani taliya. He was reciting the Qur'an all the time. وَعَنِ الْمَيْلِ نَائِبًا. He hated partisanship. He would be very distant. نَائِيًا عَنِ الْمَيْلِ. He would be very distant from taking sides. وَعَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ سَاهِيًا. And when he saw indecency and lewdness, Allahu Akbar, he would pretend like he didn't even notice it. He would walk away right away. وَعَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ نَاهِيًا. If he saw evil, he would prevent it. وَبِدِينِهِ عَارِفًا. He knew his deen very well. How many of us can say that we know our Islam very well to handle all of the masail in our life? This is a very big point for us. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ خَائِفًا. And he feared Allah tremendously. وَبِاللَّيْلِ قَائِمًا. He used to stand at night time. وَبِالنَّهَارِ صَائِمًا. And every day he would be fasting. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. وَمِن دُنْيَاهُ سَالِمًا. And from the dunya he was very safe. وَعَلَىٰ عَدْلِ الْبَرِيَةِ عَازِمًا. And to make justice in the land, he had very firm resolution to make this happen. وَبِالْمَعْرُوفِ آمِرًا. وَإِلَيْهِ صَائِرًا. He used to command people with good, and he himself would do the good that he used to command with. وَفِي الْأَحْوَالِ شَاكِرًا. In all conditions, Abu Bakr radin was grateful to Allah. And tell you, subhanAllah, the hardship that Abu Bakr radin went through. The difficulty is that he went to Abu Bakr radin anhu. His daughter was one time slandered. Abu Bakr radin gave so much money, sadaqa fi sabilillah. He basically started off Islam as a rich man and ended up at the end of Islam as a poor man. He became the Khalifa of the Muslims. So many hardships went through Abu Bakr radin anhu. But in every condition, he used to say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alim. Now, subhanAllah, I think, subhanAllah, when we stand in salah sometimes, we're standing, we're like, we're saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin with al-Fatiha, but in our heart we're saying Inna Lillahi Inna Ilaihi Rajiun. SubhanAllah. You know, when you stand before Allah, when you say Allahu Akbar, you are the most successful person. No one is greater than you in the dunya. I'm telling you, wallahi, Someone shared Elon Musk something. He has like 200 something billion, whatever. I don't know how much money he has, right? Whatever. But they said, SubhanAllah, still the fact that he has this much money, still the person who prays his 2 rakat sunnah before Fajr is greater than all the money that this person has. If you don't believe that, your iman is messed up. If you don't believe, if you believe a person who has billions of dollars is greater than you, a kafir who has more money than you is greater than you, your iman is messed up. You must believe, inshallah, that when you pray salah, you are the greatest person in the dunya. Because Allah has favored you, the greatest of all things, the salah that you have, mashallah. This is the iman you need to have. Alhamdulillah. Then you can say, Alhamdulillah. That alhamd will come out. You will feel so happy. Alhamdulillah. Allah, you gave me Isha. I got 27 times reward. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil. You know the feeling of just, Allah, I'm so glad you chose me as your banda to come to the masjid. I thank you, ya Allah. This is a great ni'mah from Allah Ta'ala. Wa fil ahwali shakira. Wallahi fil ghudu wa rawahi dhakira. Night and day, morning and evening, he used to make dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. My brothers and elders in Islam, make sure you have a regular routine, a regular ada of making dhikr. I don't want to embarrass anyone here, but if I were to ask you how much dhikr you do in the day, oh, what do you mean dhikr? You mean like when I enter the bathroom, I read Allahumma inni a'udhu min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith, and then ask for a sayyidul Quran? I say, oh, sometimes we even forget that too. You know, forget Allah. The dhikr we need to do regularly. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, sit down, inshallah, make that khas time. I remember meeting this one convert brother, and that meeting with him, mashallah, has always imprinted something in my mind. He was sitting after Asr and came to give salam to him. He wasn't responding to the salam. He's just sitting and doing his tasbih and dhikr. And then after he's done, he comes up to me and says, I apologize. That time was not my time or your time. That was Allah's time. He said, that time wasn't my time or your time. That was Allah's time. This is how we do dhikr nowadays. We're literally checking all the messages of the dunya and then making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Focus yourself, subhanAllah. You have no, there's no focus anymore. There's no tadabbur and tafakkur when making dhikr. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, you are perfect. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. I'm telling you, 5, 10 minutes of doing this, it'll be better than all the drugs in the world. All the depression, all the anxiety, everything will go away if you can just do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you think Sahaba could function in the world? Because of dhikr, you need it. It is your power, it is your energy, it is your powerhouse. You will not survive without the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They mentioned Wali Nafsi ibn Masalihi Qahira, and used to be on himself, he was to burden himself, making sure his nafs would do only the good things. Allah. فاق أصحابه ورعا وكفافا وزهدا وعفافا وبرا وحياطة وزهادة وكفافا. He superseded, he went beyond all of his companions. Could you imagine how great Abu Bakr Umar radiallahu anhu was? Could you imagine, this is my last thing inshallah, is that when, could you imagine how great Abu Bakr Umar radiallahu anhu was, Uthman radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, could you imagine how great all these Sahaba were? They are people that could lead nations on their own. They were people who led armies and people, mashallah, who had everything of this world and the hereafter, mashallah. They really are amazing. But they said Abu Bakr, you know, he surpassed all of them in piety, in avoiding from the dunya, in being modest and chaste, to be someone who is, mashallah, to be pious, to have some caution, to have some zuhud, and to have some kafa'a. To be today, Allah Ta'ala has given him enough, mashallah. Having said that, Abu Bakr, you know, do you want to know why he became better than everyone? Because he followed the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I tell you, subhanAllah, if you want, you say, I want to become close to Allah. This is my goal, ya Allah. My life is to see, ya Allah. I want to see your face, ya Allah. This is a person's goal in life, to see Allah's Mubarak face in the hereafter, inshallah. This is a beautiful goal, amazing goal. You want to get that, inshallah, take the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and never let it go. The reason why Abu Bakr then became the greatest was Sahaba, because why, mashallah, his following the sunnah was greater than all of them. When Abu Bakr came to Medina with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, could you imagine Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When they both came to Medina the first time, they see Rasulullah and they see Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the people of Medina were hesitant because they said, which one is Rasul and which one is Abu Bakr? Because of how similar they were. Thani Asnain, really he's just the two of the, in the second of the two. This is who they was, mashallah. So try your best, inshallah, to say whatever the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, internal, external, everything I will take from Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can have a better way to Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah bless Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Give us a life like his, inshallah. Give us small little things that we can do in our life that we can become like him, inshallah. And grant the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakum khairan. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.